Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show
on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast from the car, from the car, from the car. Podcasting from the car today, the day before I turn 49. Just an FYI, was not even going to mention that, but it's June 28th. It's my last day as a 48-year-old. Woo! I'm fired up, baby. I'm going to be doing some crazy stuff coming up in the next year as I approach the big 50. But anywho, hey, I had an email I sent out to my list. If you're not on my mailing list, what is wrong with you? Go to everydaysaturday.com, put in your name and email, get my free audio, The Power of a Dream, and then I can spam you. I mean, mail you, which I don't even. I send like 4 emails a month. But anyway, I sent an email out a week ago or so talking about the power of you. I mean, the power you have, kind of like the last podcast I did, talking about how much power you have inside. And you can do what I do. And I received an email back from more than one person. This is why I wanted to record the show. Sam, I can't do what you do. Not even I can't. It was more like, I wish. Sam, I wish I could do what you do. Even more specifically, I wish I could have done what you did, meaning having the courage to leave your job and all the money and everything that comes with it. And my response was, of course you can. You can. It's just everything begins with a decision. What you're doing right now was a decision you made either right before you did it, i.e. went to the grocery store or something like that, or going to your job, decision you made many years ago to choose the company that you're working for, starting a business, whatever it is, it all began with just a decision. And after that decision, you took specific, focused action. If you wanted that job, you knew you had to either send in a resume, get on LinkedIn, network, something along those lines, get an interview or five, whatever it took to get in. And then if you got promoted, you took action to make that happen. Or if you got fired, you took action or inaction to make that happen. The problem we run into, though, is we hang around all these people who kind of do what it is that we do because we're comfortable around them. They don't stretch us. And then we look at other people that are doing what we really want to do and we think, boy, I wish I had the courage to do that. But you feel comfortable hanging around the people that you're hanging around right now because they don't really stretch you much. They don't make you do things that you really don't want to do. They kind of fly under the radar, and they're the big A word. They're the big average, all right? Big average people flying under the radar, not making too many waves. But what makes you think that you can't do what somebody else is doing that is going for their dream, and they're enjoying life, and they're in control of their life, and they have freedom, and they have money, and they have great relationships and all? What makes you think you can't do that, though? That's really, to me, that's incredibly bizarre to think that someone else did something. Well, I can't do it because I have kids. Well, I had kids. I can't do it because I have stock options, a 401k, retirement. Okay. Keep going because you still haven't hit anything that I didn't have. You know what I had? I had this insatiable desire to not be average. That was it. That was really the only thing that drove me. Obviously, I wanted to be a dad, so that's what really pulled me. And when your why is really that big, it's going to be this huge magnet that's going to pull you through adversity. But if you don't really have a why and you don't know why you're doing what you're doing and you're just like the people I used to work with and going into a job and you don't even know why you're going in, you're just going in to get the paycheck every 2 weeks. You're going in because you got to pay the mortgage. You're going in because you got the health insurance, but you actually hate what you do. And most people are funny. They'll say, oh, no, I love what I do. No, you don't. I mean, I could literally bring you in front of a jury of your peers and you'd be convicted of not liking what you do. You have courage. It might be hidden under layers of fear, but that's okay. Just peel one layer back today. Do one thing today that you're afraid to do. Just do one thing that you're afraid to do. Maybe you're afraid to shoot a YouTube video. Maybe you're afraid to launch a blog. Maybe you're afraid to even write a post on Facebook that would even be remotely construed as something different than what you're doing right now. Are you sure that fear you have is fear of being judged? You think that might be it? You think that might be one of the layers of fear that are covering up this courage? Because we all have immense amount of courage. I mean, you could put a toddler in a crib with a rattlesnake, and they wouldn't be afraid of that snake at all. They'd give it a big hug. I'm not saying that's a smart thing to do. I'm just saying they don't know any fear. They'll learn that once they watch Discovery Channel or go into school or maybe somebody, a relative, a mother, a father, tell them, stay away from snakes. But that toddler doesn't know that fear. We get to be adults, and we become this society of literally fear is just running our life. I mean, fear of launching anything on any scale because we'll be judged or because we might lose money or because we might whatever, failing. I don't even know how failing is a bad thing. I used to think that. I really did. I used to think failure was bad until I did it. And after I got laughed at by the idiots that didn't know what it was like to actually do anything. I mean, look, if you find me somebody that's never failed, then I'll show you somebody that's never even tried to do anything in their life. But once I started hanging around other people and learning from other people who have actually failed on a much grander scale than I did, then it became less about that and became more about, okay, how many of these failures do I need to blow through to get to what it is that I want to do? Speaking, for example, how many times do I need to speak to 4, 5, 10 people, 0 people, on my own dime, either not making money or losing money because I'm getting on these airplanes? And I mean, guys, I would fly to California, Florida, Texas, Illinois. I'm just thinking of 4 places off the top of my head. And I would speak and I would either not make any money or I would lose money because as a speaker, you pay your own airfare, hotel and everything when you're selling a product from the stage. And if you can sell, then you get paid. Well, I couldn't sell. Look, I couldn't sell water in Death Valley. It was difficult for me to sell from the platform until I actually started learning about, well, what did I do wrong? I remember literally in Chicago in 2010. This was 7 years ago. My God. I just started selling from the platform and I bombed. Problem was, I was in a room full of amazing speakers. I'll give you an example. Les Brown spoke at the same event, world famous Les Brown. And Les got up after I did and just, I mean, crushed it. And I was selling a $1,000 product and Les was selling a $2,000 product. And it was embarrassing. I mean, it really was. It was embarrassing. It was humbling. But I had to put things in perspective. Here's a guy who's earned over $60 million in his career. He's been speaking for the better part of 45 years. And he used to speak in front of 3 people. I know that because he told me that. And we sat down later that year in 2010 at a separate event that we were speaking at. Actually, it was his event. And he was gracious enough to, we sat down in a banquet room. This is a big banquet room, probably held 200 people. There was 2 chairs in there. And it was me and him. And we were facing each other. It was like an interview. It was like Shark Tank or something. It was really wild. But Les, I don't know, he saw something in me. I don't know what it was, but maybe it's because I was so persistent, wanted some of his time. And he sat me down and he gave me some tips. And mainly the tips he gave me on how to launch a speaking career had nothing to do with anything like a media kit or demos of yourself or video reel or anything like that. It was mainly just the psychology behind it. And one of the things he told me that has still stuck with me today, 7 years later, was, you know, Sam, I booked an event for 3,000 people. It was one of the first events I ever booked, and I had the banquet room and the hall and everything, and I was ready to feed 3,000 people. Guess how many people showed up? I said, I don't know, a couple thousand? He said, 3, maybe 5, including people he knew. He said, I fed my family for 4 months. I wasn't giving away any of that food, and you know what? I delivered like there was 3,000 people in the room. And I was like, wow, man. That must have been demoralizing, I was thinking. But then I thought, same thing happened to me, not on that scale, but I've planned events where 100 people were supposed to be there and 5 were there. And I think the psychology behind all that, he says, hey, you can get out of the game now. No big deal. Stop. Because this was after he knew that I bombed at an event that we both spoke at in Illinois a few months before that. Or you can fine-tune this presentation, fine-tune your product, and keep going, because you're going to be, quote unquote, discovered. You're going to speak in front of more audiences. And hey, that's what happened later on. Next thing you know, I'm speaking in front of 1500 people, 2000 people, crushing it, earning, you know, a lot of money. And I hesitate to even talk about the money earned, because it was never about that for me. Because I did the same thing where I've earned $3,000 in a 90-minute presentation that I've earned $103,000 in a 90-minute presentation. I didn't change a thing. It was just the dynamics of the room. People, better qualified people in the room that wanted to buy a product. It just was a lot of different variables. But the one thing I never did is I never gave up. And I never thought, boy, I used to think, boy, so-and-so has, I wish I could do what Les Brown does. I wish I could do what John Maxwell does. I wish I could do what Zig Ziglar does and Jim Rohn and Dr. Dennis Waitley and all these great speakers. I wish I could. And then I figured out I can. I mean, watching these old Brian Tracy videos, if you've ever been in sales for a minute, your sales manager showed you a Brian Tracy video from 1970. I mean, good Lord, they go way back. And he had to start somewhere. Everybody had to start somewhere. But if you don't even start, yeah, I don't even resonate with that. That doesn't even register with me. Like, if you don't even have the courage to get started, that doesn't even resonate with me, because I'm thinking, why? Even if you didn't see it all the way to the end, which would be a shame, but even if you didn't see it all the way to the end, you're telling me you don't even have the courage to get started? Like, what fear is there to get started? What is it? Like, what's the barrier to entry? What is it? Speaking? Into a cell. I'm recording into a smartphone right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm literally talking in my car in a Meijer parking lot, which is similar to Kroger. I'm heading over to Dunkin'. I got to get ready for a webinar today, and I wanted to make sure I got this message out, because it just hit me when I got those emails that, Sam, I wish I could have done what you done. Well, you know what? When would now be a good time to get started? How about now? How about just getting the very first step taken in the process and then say, that wasn't so bad. What happened there? Launched a website, a podcast, a video, put something out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever you want to put posts, whatever you want, wherever you want to put your intellectual property. Hell, maybe you want to mow a lawn. You know, maybe you want to cook a meal. Maybe you want to start your own coffee shop. Why don't you make a pot of coffee and give it to somebody? Say, hey, this is my new coffee. I got the beans from Colombia. I'm kind of putting it together. Maybe you want to do a pizza shop. Why don't you share your sauce with somebody? You know, there's 1,000 things that you could do, and the very first step isn't going to hurt you. Nobody ever got hurt on the very first step. Nobody ever got killed, okay? Nothing bad happened. Nobody went bankrupt on the very first step. I'm not asking you to sign a lease for a new restaurant. I'm saying just make a salad or something, you know? Make a sandwich. Share it with somebody. Share your message. Share your inspiration. Share something. But if you don't share anything, yeah, I don't even know what that's like, man. I can't even relate to that. How could you relate to that? You have kids, right? You know somebody, nieces, nephews? You know somebody on the age of 10, and they told you they wanted to do something, you'd say, no, don't even try? That would be the advice you'd give somebody. Nah, don't even try. It's ridiculous. You and I both know you would never give that advice to anybody under the age of 10. So why would you give it to anybody over the age of 40? Well, it doesn't make any difference. We're still human beings. We only get one shot around on the earth here. That's it. You get one shot, and then you're done, and you're going to sit around worried about what other people think, or you might fail and all that stuff. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody watching you, okay? There's nobody watching. And even the ones, your relatives, who are going to take shots at you and make, oh, what are you doing? Yeah. Hey, they're only there for a very short season of your life just to see how bad you want it. They're going to take shots at you. They're snipers. They're all out there. You know them. I know them. They're in your family, your friends, people that know you, who you used to be and all that crap. But they're only going to be taking shots at you for a short season of your life. But this legacy you leave is going to be around forever. And you're saying you don't have the courage to do it, or you're afraid? Peel away one layer of fear today. Just one layer. Whatever that represents, peel away one layer of fear. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you did it. Or connect with us on Facebook, with the group, the page, whatever. Just let us know so we can cheer you on, support you. Oh, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.